Welcome back to the Membership IQ podcast. I'm Sarah Sladek, your host. Are you ready for it? Watch out. Boo! Did I scare you? Maybe not. Okay, let me try a different tactic, okay? I guarantee this is going to scare you. Wait for it. Change. I know you're scared now because research shows that all of us are scared of something. For me, it's spiders. I hate spiders. But research also shows that we are all scared to some degree of change. Why is that? Well, it's partly brain science. You know, when we encounter the idea of change, initially our prefrontal cortex lights up. We love the idea. We feel invincible. We can conquer this. We can do this. We can make that change. However, the prefrontal cortex's capacity is severely limited. So it quickly burns out, quite literally. It kind of shuts down. And all of a sudden, those feelings of excitement transition to feelings of frustration, anger, fatigue, and literal burnout. All of a sudden, we find ourselves saying, I don't know if we can do that. Yeah, oh, that sounds like a lot of work. I think we'll just keep doing more of the same. So then we never change. And as a result, our organizations struggle because after all, everything about the way we live, work, and do business has changed. So we know that our membership models and our approaches to membership and the expectations of our audiences are also changing. We have to be capable of change. Now, it's not just science that tells us change is difficult. I mean, after all, we brush our teeth the same way. We put on pants with the same leg first. And then when you have to do it the opposite way, you have that weird, awkward feeling. That's because our brains develop these ruts, these patterns, habits. The older we get, the more social conservation kicks in. It's this idea that our brains have these deep ruts that just really begin to struggle with the idea of change. So the older we get, the more set in our ways we become. That phrase, set in our ways, comes from those neural pathways in our brain. That idea that we have ruts and we can't get out of them. But it is more than just brain science, as fascinating as that is. It's also about money. Money? Yes, money. You see, at the beginning of this last century, there was an economic boom. Right around the time baby boomers were being born, post-World War II era, people thought, you know what, let's start making more widgets faster. And then it was someone's idea that for the companies that are making widgets faster and producing more and more and more, that those executives should get compensated higher. They should have little perks and bonuses, and the senior teams and management teams should get perks and bonuses, not the workers that are actually putting forth the muscle necessarily and making those widgets faster, but for sure those executives should. That was the mentality of that time. It was all about quantity, not quality. Today we reflect and we realize we have to be more about quality, but then it was all about quantity. More, 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 more. We see this in membership associations too. Let's get more members, more members. And we kind of stop to really think about how are we serving those members. It's always about growing membership, and we have to flip that thinking. But the money, let's get back to that, the money. So the executives are getting paid more to lead a company to produce more widgets faster than ever before. And then executive pay starts creeping up. In 1975, executive pay was 24 times worker pay. Might not seem like a lot, but that was pretty substantial. But today, Today it is 300 times worker pay. Executive pay has just gone up and up and up and up. We keep paying our leaders more to do more of the same. In other words, why would you, as an executive, if you're tapped on the shoulder and told, you know what, you gotta change? Man, you got to change. And you're thinking to yourself, you know what, my brain is screaming at me saying, no, don't change. And I've got my pockets lined. I'm getting that money all the time. Why change? It's all good. It's all good. Or is it? We've got to overcome that fear of change to stay relevant, to stay meaningful, to be able to continue to engage our communities and serve them, and really fulfill our mission as associations. We have a responsibility as associations to serve communities, represent communities. We have to overcome that fear of change or we become irrelevant. There are three typical responses to change. The first one, which is very, very common, unfortunately, for the reasons I just mentioned, is the ostrich mentality. That idea that you can literally just crawl into a hole and ignore any change that is happening around you. This is why, when pandemic first hit, we continued to hear a lot of leaders saying, I can't wait. I cannot wait to get back to normal. It's that idea that, you know what, I'm just going to ignore what's happening over there because I really want to focus on what used to be and what I like, and I don't want to deal with change. It will go away. I hope and pray it's just going to go away. It'll go away if I ignore it. But does it? No, it never does. We're never going backwards. We're always going forward. Change is a constant. It's one of the only constants in our lives. The second response to change is the explosive mentality. It's that idea that, oh my gosh, it's a freak out mode and we're going to change everything as quickly as possible. It's going to be substantial, crazy change. And these organizations grasp at ideas and throw them out there without giving a whole lot of thought. Well, guess what? That's exhausting. It doesn't take very long for those organizations to literally fizzle out and say, you know what? Let's just go back to doing things the way we've always done them. This is too taxing. This is too difficult. What we want to get to is that third response to change. That's the change maker mentality. These are the organizations and leaders that say, we need a change. We're going to think it through. We're going to bring in new ideas, new people. We're going to rally our community behind this change. And we're going to create something amazing, something sustainable, something relevant. We're going to be able to answer beyond a shadow of a doubt why change is important and why it's needed right now. We're not going to be afraid of change. We're going to rally together and work on it together, and it's going to be successful. Now, research shows that about 10% of organizations have this approach to change. Everyone else falls into that ostrich and freak out mentality. So when times get tough and we have a whole lot of change coming at us, well, we have to adapt that. Adopt that change maker mentality. Otherwise, we put our organizations at risk of becoming irrelevant, alienating our communities, and that's when declining membership kicks in. So it really comes down to fears. It really comes down to overcoming those fears. And guess what? There is a solution. Research shows that when we work together, our fear of change dramatically subsides. Collaboration isn't just a fun thing to say and talk about. It's a fun, effective, successful way to create a sustainable, meaningful change. Collaboration has been credited with more innovation, more productivity, and more profitability. And we feel better when we bring teams together to work on projects. All of a sudden, we're not so scared. We're not scared of the future. We're actually out there creating it. And that's what your members are expecting you to do. So heed the call and overcome that